we're delighted to get confirmation from the HSE that it is being reopened for new admissions on a phased basis from this month onwards. And CRE has the capacity to close down a hospital for quite a lengthy period of time. I discussed this with senior management in terms of the expectation that they had, and they literally didn't know at that stage. It could have been well above a year, and we've seen that in different jurisdictions. But thankfully, to the work and Stafford of senior management, the staff in the hospital, they have now been in a position to open it to new admissions from this month onwards, and continue to employ infection control throughout the hospital to get the better of this superbug.
We can take it that the HSC and its experts have been auditing the situation at the hospital quite carefully, and there is no risk present at this moment to patients.
Well, that's the understanding that we'd have to take from the point where they've reopened the hospital to new admissions. I've made it very clear from day one that whatever resources need to be deployed to the HSE locally, then that should be granted. I wrote to the Minister at the time, and I'm glad to have confirmation from the HSE that that wasn't an issue in terms of getting the better of the superbug. What we just need to know is that, you know, that this will continue to allow for new admissions to happen, that we get a position where the hospital is clear of the superbug completely and utterly, and that we can now serve the needs of West Donegal, because a closure of a hospital like this year in one part of the network can cause major backups right throughout the network across Donegal, and indeed to the Letterkenny General Hospital, because of the lack of space to discharge patients into. So it's good news all around, not just for the locality of Dunloe and West Donegal, but also for the county in the whole.
Have we any indication as to how much damage this superbug did in April when it was first detected, or was it caught before it could cause too many problems within the community?
No, I don't believe it's been as severe as it obviously could have been, and any type of bug, obviously, particularly for frail patients, is a major concern. And CRE is a bug that many of us are carrying at this point in time without our knowledge. So it's not a case that it's this unique type of bug. It can cause serious problems within a hospital setting, and because of the type of patients that you have in a hospital setting, you have to have infection control. And at least what is clear here is that the provisions or the manual that was being operated by the HSC was in place. It was detected. Steps were taken to close it down, and despite the inconvenience that was there for patients in that area, we have now been in a position to reopen. And I'm just looking for clarification from the HSC to confirm that that means that they are satisfied now that there is no risk of infection for either existing patients or for new admissions that will come to this hospital.